Next patient was Jackson Barry. That's J A Jackson, J A C K S O N. Barry is B A R R Y. B as in boy. Barry Jackson, J A C K S O N. Date of birth is 12/19/1946. Date of visit was 1/15/24. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Christopher Atkins. I'm sorry, not a doctor. Please make a copy for Christopher Atkins, PA-C. Atkins is A-T-K-I-N-S, Atkins, Christopher. Next paragraph. Oh, can you mention the date of birth is 12/19/1946 for Mr. Barry Jackson. Next. Dear Christopher, thank you for sending Barry Jackson for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, fetal prison illness. This is a 77-year-old male who has had a history of cough for the past 6 to 7 weeks. Was treated for an episode of bronchitis more than 6 weeks ago, period. He also went on a cruise recently, and after he returned from the cruise, he was sick again with bronchitis and was coughing up yellowish white mucus, and was given a Z-Pak, but he's not better, period. He's still coughing up a little dark mucus and complaints of chest tightness and wheezing. The nice fevers, such as night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for coronary artery disease and aortic valve disease. And the patient had coronary artery bypass grafting around
coming in tomorrow, Mr. Rosen.
He
was wondering if we could call him in a prednisone
because he's been 10 milligram BID for 5 days. Had a CABG times 2 done in 96. Done in 1991. He also subsequently underwent aortic valve replacement in 2014. It was 1996. CABG was in 1996. And he underwent aortic valve replacement in 2014, including a redo coronary artery bypass, period. The patient also had a Watchman procedure done in 2020. He was treated for prostate cancer and underwent radiation therapy. And the patient has a history for COPD as well as hyperlipidemia and hypertension. He had atrial fibrillation and cardioversion, period. Next, habits. The patient smoked a pack per day for 25 years. No significant alcohol. Next, allergies to penicillin. Next, a med list included Lysix 20 milligrams daily and amiodarone 200 milligrams BID and aldactone 25 milligrams daily, Coreg 6.25 milligrams BID, Zyrtec 10 milligrams as needed. Next, system review. I'm sorry, family history. Father and mother both died of old age. Next, system review. The patient has no fatigue or fever, denies double vision or cataracts. He has no vertigo or hoarseness, no urinary symptoms. He has no leg or calf muscle pains. He has shortness of breath and coughing spells with wheezing. Denies heartburn, diarrhea, or constipation. There's no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no anxiety, no depression. Then he has easy bruising, he has some joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash. Next, physical exam. This elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallosinosis, no clubbing of peripheral edema or lymphadenopathy. His blood pressure 120/70, pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 160 pounds, saturation 98. HGNT anomalous, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2 with no definite murmur. The abdomen, soft, benign without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, rectal exam is deferred. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Let's see. Number 1 is... asthma with a recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is history of aortic valve replacement. Number 3 is history of atrial fibrillation and pleural effusions. Number 4 is status post aortic valve replacement and coronary artery bypass grafting. And number 6 is history of history of CHF. Next paragraph, plan. Patient will be advised to get a complete pulmonary function study as well as a CT chest without contrast. He was placed on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 7 days, prednisone 30 milligrams daily for 1 week, 20 milligrams daily for 1 week, and 10 milligrams daily for 1 week. And he will also get a CBC and a metabolic profile, and he will use a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. He might need an inhaled steroid as well. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you. Let's talk to Souza. Thank you. Let's talk.